The Wild Party at IU's Wells Metz Theater is a musical based on a jazzy book-length poem by New Yorker managing editor Joseph Moncure March. When I tell you that the poem inspired William Burroughs to become a writer and the graphic novelist Art Spiegelman to do a set of illustrations, you've got a pretty good set of points for triangulation. It's a raunchy fable about a bunch of low-life theatrical types who have slight hopeful glimmerings of talent and humanity about them. The show and its costuming is set in the 20s. Though there are some numbers that evoke the Charleston and a couple of other period dances, the music by author and composer Andrew Lippa is relatively generic. The sounds of hair kept coming incongruously to my mind, though this isn't a rock show, and there is one number that clearly is an homage to Tonight from West Side Story. The department's musical theater music director Terry LaBolt led an onstage sextet with two keyboards, drums, electric bass, trumpet, and reeds. The center of the Wild Party is a feuding couple. There's Queenie, the aging vaudeville dancer, sung and danced with great verve and skill by Ariel Simpson, and her lover Burrs, a very talented William Angelo, a clown. The energy of their sex has gone out, and Queenie tries to reignite it with a challenging party. The challenge becomes central as longtime rival Kate, the magnetic lovely Carol, shows up on the arm of a new relative innocent, Black, played by the game but ailing Russell Stout. There's some cross-pollination, and it might have led to a successful hybrid, but the distraught Burrs and Black struggle. Burrs is killed, Black flees, Kate is on the sidelines, Queenie, with the remnants of the revelers, sings the last song. George Pinney is the director and choreographer for the Wild Party. He's done quite a job of organizing the big cast for large numbers and more intimate moments. The lives of the characters in this show aren't pretty, and neither are the dances they do. The hearty helping of faked sex is all mechanical, pathetically joyless. Energy, nearly relentless energy, is the hallmark of the characters' lives and of the show. Even with this talented cast, there's an unappealingly desperate quality to the grungy affair. Andrew Lippa's The Wild Party continues at the Wells Metz Theater with evening performances at 7:30 on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. There's also a Saturday matinee. You can find this and other reviews on our website at wfiu.org. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.